So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'im le'ishe kidashticha, v'hiyo meres le'kidashtani. If a man claims he was mekadesh a certain woman, but she denies it, hu asa b'krev yaseha, v'hi moteres b'krevav, he's forbidden to her relatives, because as Rashi explains, shavinu alea chaticha di'isur b'hoida asai, he must accept the stringencies of his claim, but she is permitted to his relatives. Similarly, the Mishnah continues in the reverse. Here, merits kidashtani v'hu aymer le'kidashticha. If she claims that he was a mekadesher, but he denies it, hu motur b'krev yaseha, v'hi asur b'krevav, he's permitted to her relatives, but she's forbidden to his relatives based on her claim. The Gemara explains that we might reason to accept her claim even to forbid him to her relatives, because ilav dekimla b'dibura lo havas amra. A woman would not make such a claim falsely, because it forbids her to marry anyone else. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that her claim is nevertheless not accepted, and he is indeed permitted to her relatives. The Mishnah continues, kidashticha v'hir meres le'kidashta ela biti. If he says he was mekadesh her, while she claims that he was mekadesh her daughter, hu asa b'kreva is gedayla, v'gedayla muteres b'krevav, he is forbidden to the mother's relatives based on his claim, but she's permitted to his. Additionally, hu mutu b'krev is ketana, v'ketana muteres b'krevav, he's permitted to the daughter's relatives because he denies marrying her, and the daughter is permitted to his relatives because ein iman emenes afilu medrabanan. The mother is not believed at all to forbid her daughter. Conversely, kidashti es bitcha v'hoy meres loy kidashta ela oisi. If he claims to have been mekadesh her daughter, while she claims that he was mekadesh her, hu asa b'krev es ketana, v'ketana muteres b'krevav. He's forbidden to the daughter's relatives based on his claim, while she's permitted to his. And hu mutu b'krev is gedayla, v'gedayla asur b'krevav. He's permitted to the mother's relatives, but she's forbidden to his relatives based on her claim. The Gemara points out that in the case of hiya meres kidashtani, where she claims that he was mekadeshar, in addition to becoming asur b'krevav, she actually becomes asur akuliyama. According to her claim, she's forbidden to all men as an eishes ish, and requires a get from him before she can marry anyone else. Therefore, amar Shmuel, mevakshin mimenu liten get. We ask him to give her a get. However, he's not obligated, because amar lo nichali de'itza b'kreva. Doing so would unnecessarily forbid him to her relatives. Rav adds, im nosin get mi atzmai, kaifen oisa liten ksuba. However, if he gives the get on his own accord, it indicates that he admits to the marriage, and he must pay the ksuba. The Gemara now discusses the requirement of witnesses to a kedushin. Hamakadosh be'ed echad, ein chayshin likedushav. A single witness cannot validate a kedushin. The Gemara explains that this is certainly so in the case of ein shnei maidim, where one of the principals denies it, because ein davar she'be'erva paches mishnayim. An eid echad is not believed in matters of money or marriage. However, in the case of shnei maidim, where both admit to the kedushin, there is a machlokes. Rapapa holds chayshin likedushav. We treat her as a suffik mekudeshes. Perhaps the kedushin is valid, because we don't need the testimony of the eid echad, since they both admit it. However, the Gemara brings several amirom, among them Rav Shmuel, who hold ein chayshin likedushav. This kedushin is completely ineffective, because yilafta davar davar mimamin. We require two witnesses, similar to monetary matters. Although lahalan hoidois baldin kimei edim dami, an admission of culpability suffices regarding monetary issues, the Gemara differentiates hachako chayv lachrini. He's not believed to negatively affect others with his admission. The Mefarshim explained the distinction between mammon and kedushin as follows. In a case of mammon, the transaction is effective even without edim, and we merely need the witnesses for proof. While in the case of kedushin, the transaction is not effective at all if it's not performed before two witnesses. The Gemara questions this point from our Mishnah. Ha'im le'isha kidashticha v'hi meres le'kidashtani hu asa b'krev yaseha v'hi muteres b'krevav. He's forbidden to her relatives while she's permitted to his. The Gemara asks, id ik eidim amay muteres b'krevav. If we can verify the marriage, she should also be forbidden. Id leke eidim amay asa b'krev yaseha. And if there were no witnesses to the marriage, he should also be permitted. Rather, be'ed echad, we must be discussing a single witness, and apparently this suffices to forbid him. The Gemara answers, therefore we have to explain the Mishnah as follows. He claims there were two witnesses present at the time of Kedushin who are now not available. The Gemara records an incident where two brothers, Polig Nechsayu, divided an estate without witnesses. They then asked, "Api shnei edim amrachmana dibay lemehedur lematzehadri b'hu vanan loy hadri." Do we generally require witnesses only in order to corroborate the facts so that they cannot rescind, and therefore, since we trust each other, the division is effective even without witnesses? Or, lemikayma milsa ela besahadi, the transaction is not effective without witnesses. The Gemara concludes that regarding mamon, le'ibru sahadi el l'shakri, witnesses only serve to disprove liars, therefore the division was effective. The Gemara explores several other halachas regarding single witnesses. Amaloi eid echad achalta chaylev, v'hala oimer lo yachalti pater. If a single witness claims that someone ate chaylev, he can deny it and is exempt from a carbon. The Gemara infers, ha'ishtik mehemen, if he remains silent, he must bring a carbon, and this satisfies the requirement of hoida elav chatasai, that he himself realized that he sinned. Additionally, amaloi eid echad nitmu tarisecha v'hala shaysik neman. The single witness claims that one's tyrus were defiled and he does not respond. The witness is believed, and we do not assume that he was silent because savar chazilei b'mei tamasai, he can still use them when he is impure. Rather, he is agreeing to the witness and the food is tameh. Additionally, amala eirachad shercha nirva b'haloshaisik neman. The single witness testifies that an animal was disqualified for use as a carbon, and the owner did not contradict him. The witness is believed, and we do not assume that he was silent because kol hashvam lav legab mizbeach kaimi, he can use it for another purpose. Rather, he was agreeing to the witness, and the animal is disqualified. The Gemara continues discussing the halachas of an eid echad on daf samach vav.